Please quit worrying about political conditions, earthquakes, money, jobs, relationships. You have been taught that no obstacle is too great to overcome. This is the truth. There is no obstacle.
People questions and angel answers. The most useful thing angels do is answer questions. They love to teach. Following are some of the most frequently asked questions in our classes. Question: How many angels do I have?
There is a heavenly chorus which surrounds Earth and helps mankind to evolve. This musical, playful, loving array of angels is but a tiny piece of the depth of help available at all times. Angels abound, not in ones and twos, but in millions, billions, and quadrillions, times 12. Human beings are limiting. You say, "Do I have an angel?" It is as though you are not worthy of even one. We say it is not how many, but how deep, and the depth is unto infinity. An infinity of angels surrounds you as you do your work. We stand from here to God to help you. It is only in your mind do you feel alone and apart from us. One special angel or a billion angels, it is the same. We are loving support for you. Your work is our play. We carry energy, ideas, inspiration, love, and joy from God, through you, to others. Angels only individualize so you may be aware of our specific characters of helpingness. For instance, when you find a teaching angel or a warrior angel, we come into your presence depicting what we do best. We assume the look which suits your need. We add a name, as angels, so you may tell us apart. We do not need to be apart, but humans like to personalize, therefore we do that for your understanding. Later, as you get to know us and trust us, there will be no longer a need to separate us one from another. We will integrate into your intelligence as an isness when acceptance of us and what we do evolves into an inner knowledge.
Question: Can everyone write to their angels?
It is not a matter of can you, but will you. The energy that surrounds the earth is opening to divine presence, and we angels are doing our best to communicate with you, to teach you, and help you through this time of spiritual searching. We will make contact with you when initiation originates with you. Many are being awakened, as Barbara and Trudy were, and as you are.
Question: Who do we pray to now that we know the angels?
God. Always God. Your highest belief, your highest power. We pray to God. God is the source and cannot ever be mistaken for less. Imagine a core in the universe, a center point upon which all else focuses and from which all else emanates. That is God, the All.
Question: What is the difference between my spirit guide and my guardian angel?
They are a totally different species. As a human is different from an angel, so a spirit guide is different. Spirit guides have lived on Earth at some time and have taken responsibility to help you in your life work. They are loving helpers. Guardian angels have not been human, but are intermediary beings between God and man, specifically you.
Question: I think my grandmother is my guardian angel. I am aware of her presence.
Your grandmother is with you a lot because she loves you and has a strong connection with you. She's there to help you. However, in the strictest definition, she is not your guardian angel. She would be what is known as a spirit guide.
Question: Has my guardian angel seen everything I've ever done?
Yes, but not to worry. Your guardian angel's main job is to love you unconditionally. No matter how ashamed you may be of some of your earth actions, your guardian only looks upon you as a seeker of truth. Seeking takes us down many paths. One thing is also true, that you cannot live in the light if you have not looked into the darkness. The nature of life is to know the edges of choice. As wisdom comes from choice, so does choice lead to wisdom. Just know that every soul on earth, and those who have been here at one time or another, have learned about wrong choices. You have not done anything worse than another, and nothing makes you less lovable in God's eyes or in your guardian angel's opinion. They love you unconditionally, and that means they love you no matter what.
Question: what if I sit down to write and no one is there?
One of us is always there. Barbara and Trudy were worried about this too at the beginning, but it has never happened. If it should happen to you, take a nap. It probably means you are tired and you are not in a receiving mode. After you rest, take 3 deep breaths and begin again. We come into you on breath, so be sure to breathe.
Question: what if they tell me something bad?
And what could that be? That you have judged yourself harshly? That you do not love yourself? We cannot even scold you, child. All we can do is help you find your truth. Decide to be loved by us, and you will not even be able to think we could tell you something bad. If you do get less than a loving message, it is not from us.
Question: what if I get a negative energy?
Pray and choose good energy only. It is very unlikely you would get a negative energy. If this should happen, invite this energy out. Tell it to go to the light. Stop writing. Pray and invite your highest angel presences to be with you now.
Question: will my angel give me lottery numbers?
Probably not. The purpose of angelic presence is to give love, support, and teachings. Angels are not really very interested in lotteries. Our work has more to do with your soul.
Question: what my angel said would happen and what actually happened were not the same. How come? Did my angel lie to me?
We tell you the best we know at the time. We angels have a wider vision of the big picture, but we cannot interfere with free will. If events do not happen when you think they should, or when we predicted them, know that the greater good of God was still being served. Always remember this very important thing. The universe is in a constant state of improvement. What once seemed to be for your greater good may not happen because of newer understanding or because of a different unfolding of events. Be flexible and know that each day is complete. Live in your nowness, and you will find joy and spiritual purpose while walking your life's path, wherever it takes you.
Question: my angel never tells me anything interesting. I don't get very good messages.
Then ask for another teacher to come to you, child. We are not all tuned in to the questions you want answered. There are whole choirs of us who do nothing more than love you. We do not talk much when this is our work. Also, at the beginning, when you are learning to open your receptors, your messages may seem simple. Later, when you are more open and practiced, the messages will become more like teachings. It is a learning process. The more you speak to us, the better and longer the messages get. Barbara's and Trudy's first messages were short and simple.
Question: my angel's answers are very short.
Then ask questions that require longer answers. If you ask questions that require short answers, like yes or no, then that is what you will get. Some of you write such long questions, it is more like journaling. Perhaps the most important part of the communication with us is to hear yourself ask the questions. This is all right, and there is clarifying value in asking questions, but look upon our communication as a dialogue, and you will see that you talk, we talk longer. Ask a question. Let the answer happen. Also, we notice some of you shut us off before we are done. Patience, dear ones.
Question: how come everyone else's answers are better than mine?
they aren't. It is just part of your need to receive affirmation that your messages are real that creates this question. Other angel writers probably think yours are better than theirs. If you still think so, ask for a teaching angel to come through. They are the talkers.
My angel wrote to me in poetry. Can this be true?
Yes. We sometimes write in song lyrics, too. We enjoy the different forms of expression that we can show. We give you what you need, and if you enjoy rhymes, it is likely we will come through in this manner. Expect anything from us. Barbara has an angel who stutters. When he speaks to Barbara, her typing is terrible. Another angel always spells the greeting, hello, H-E-L-L-O-W. He is identified that way. We are as diverse as you are. Watch also for accents. Isn't it amazing that you will hear a brogue or a dialect when you receive us? At one class, a 14-year-old girl received her grandfather, who was a salty old guy. His language was quite spicy, but to his granddaughter it was a true message, for it was by his swearing that she knew it was him.
Question. All my angels tell me to do is love. I hate that.
Yes, we are sure you do dislike that. Patience, child, there will come a day when you will understand, and it is not far away.
Question. I am skeptical about communicating with anyone but God. Can you answer my reservation and help me to better understand?
God is pleased you are careful not to give homage to false messengers. We are indeed as close to you as flesh is to your skin, and have been since before you were born. We are like an umbilical cord connecting the messages of the Father to you. These messages are not of our own. They come directly from the Father. All the love, nourishment, and guidance is sent through us to you because you are not able to understand or comprehend on the Father's frequency yet. You must learn to be patient and discipline your senses so that you will truly know within your heart that what comes to you is truly from the Father and from no one else. When you ask a child to listen to you so he does not get hurt, and he refuses to listen, is it your fault that he got hurt? It is the child's own free will that hurts him. So too is it that you have your own free will to hear the messages the Father sends to you through us, or to dismiss them. With time and discipline, we will all be on the same frequency with the Father.